So let's review. Zogt der Mishnah, Mitzvah HaNechnoken. This is the procedure of choking a convicted person. He was inserted into fertilizer up to his knees to prevent him from moving around. They wrap around his neck a rough scarf within a soft scarf so as not to bruise his neck. And two people pulled the scarves from both sides until he was choked to death. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the reasoning for stam misa chenek. Wherever the pasuk states mis, you must, without specifying which misa, gets chenek. Rabbi Yechiya says, "Kamokim shnem misa b'teres stam, inat rishoy lemoishchel ahachmer la el lahakalau." He receives chenek because since we don't know which misa he deserves, we can only give him the most lenient misa, which is chenek. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechiya holds like the Chachamim that chenek is the most lenient misa. And even though chenek is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, arba misas gemara gemir lehu, there is a halacha l'mish mesina that teaches the four misas in the order of the Chachamim, skila, streifa, herik, chenek. Rabbi Yehonasan disagrees and says, loimim neish ikala, this cannot be the reason because herik, which is saif, is the most lenient misa, not chenek. Rather, kol misa mur b'teristam, eina elo chenek. Wherever the pasuk mentions misa without specifying, it means chenek because, as Rebbe explains, nemar misa b'dei shemaim, v'nemar misa b'dei adam. In the Torah, we find the word misa regarding both a death caused by shemaim and a death caused by bezin. Therefore, ma misa mur b'dei shemaim misa she'im b'reishim, af misa mur b'dei adam misa she'im b'reishim. Just like a natural death leaves no bruises or marks on the outside, so to stam misa by bezin must leave no bruises or marks on the outside. Therefore, stam misa can only refer to chenek, which leaves no bruises or marks on the outside. It cannot refer to skila and saif, because they obviously leave bruises on the outside. And stam misa cannot refer to sreifa, even though it is only in the inside, because min amrachmon bas kain besreifa machlal dahal la bas sreifa. Since the pasuk specifies that a bas kain who is mezanik gets sreifa, it indicates that a bas yisrael does not receive sreifa. Therefore, the pasuk meisumas must refer to chenek. The following transgressions are punishable with skila, stoning. One who is mezana with his mother or his father's wife, his stepmother. One who is mezana with his daughter-in-law, his son's wife. A male who had relations with another male. A man or woman who is mezana with an animal. V'amagadav, one who curses Hashem. V'oivir abaydis kachavim, one who worships abaydis zara. V'anisim zara l'maylech, one who sacrifices his children to the maylech. U'bal oiv v'yadayni, one who engages in the practices of oiv v'yadayni. V'machalas the Shabbos, one who desecrates the Shabbos. V'machal of v'imai, one who curses his father or mother. V'habal nar marasa, one who is mezana with a 12-year-old girl who had accepted kedushin. V'amesis v'hamadiach, one who persuades a single person or entire city to worship abaydis zara. V'machashev, one who practices magic, u'bin sayra mayra, and a rebellious son. The Mishnah now elaborates on the individual cases. Habal le'im, chayev le'im mishum eim u'mishum eishas av. If a person was mezana unintentionally b'shoigu with his mother, who is also his father's wife, after his father's death, he must bring two karbonis chatas, one because she was imai, his mother, and one because she was eishas av of his father's wife. Taisus adds that if his father was still alive, he must bring a third karbon because of eishas ish, a married woman. Yehuda disagrees and says, "Ein chayv el mishum ha'im bolvad." He brings only one carbon for imay, but he does not bring a carbon for eishes av. Habal eishes av, chayv mishum eishes av, umishum eishes ish. If a person was mezana with his father's wife, he must bring two karbanos chatas, one for eishes av and one for eishes ish. Bein mechay av, bein la'achar misa. He brings a carbon for eishes av, regardless of whether his father was alive or dead, while he brings a carbon for eishes ish only if his father was alive. Bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuin, and he brings both kabbanas regardless of whether his father only gave kiddushin or he performed marriage. Habal kalosai, chay v'olem mishum kalosai u'mishum eishes ish, bein mechay b'noi bein la'achar mises b'noi, bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuin. If a person was mezana with his son's wife, he must bring two kabbanas chatas, one for kalosai and one for eishes ish, and he brings a karban for kalosai regardless of whether his son was alive or dead, and he brings both kabbanas regardless of whether his son only gave kiddushin or performed marriage. Gemara cites two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Haboa al Ha'im. One Brisa states, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lahoisa imay ru'u la'aviv, ein achayv el mishumay im bovad. If his mother was not eligible to his father, he brings only one carbon for imay, but he does not bring a carbon for eishes av. But if his mother was ru'u la'aviv, then chayv alam mishum aim and mishum eishes av. He brings two carbonas for imay and for eishes av. While the Chacham hold, regardless of whether his mother was ru'u la'aviv or not, chayv alam mishum aim and mishum eishes av. The other Braisa says, like our Mishnah, Behuda Omer, Ein Chayv El Mishum Ein Bovad. In all cases, even if his mother was Ru'i La'aviv, he brings only one carbon for Imai, but not for Eishes Av. While the Chacham hold, in all cases, Chayv El Mishum Ein or Mishum Eishes Av. The Gemara proceeds to explain, the machlek is according to the first brisa. Im lohaisa ime ru'ula aviv. The brisa is a case of chiyuv alavim, such as she was a mamzeres, which is punishable with only malchus but not karas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Kiva, that in kedushin teves a mechiyuv alavim. Kedushin to a woman who is forbidden to him through an isur lav is not effective. Therefore, since his mother was not eshes aviv, in the chayv el meshameh im bulvat. While the Chacham hold Kedushin Teifs Mechiv Alavin, a Kedushin Techiv Alavin is effective. Therefore, since his mother was Eishas Aviv, Chayiv Alem Mishum Eim Mishum Eishas Av. However, all agree that if Hoysi Ime Rula Aviv, Chayiv Alem Mishum Eim Mishum Eishas Av. Because since the Kedushin was effective, his mother was Eishas Aviv. The Gemara then explains the Machlekes according to the Mishnah and the second Brisa as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds in all cases in the Chayiv Alem Mishum Heim Bilvad, because the Pasuk states, Ervas Avicha Ve'ervas Imcha Lisa Gali Imchahi. Eves Avicha refers to Eishas Avicha, and this can include both Bein Eishas Aviv She'imai, Bein Eishas Aviv She'ene Imai, his father's wife that was also his mother, or his father's wife that was not his mother. Eves Imcha refers to Imai She'ene Eishas Aviv, his mother that was not his father's wife. And Imcha He comes to minimize the Ister Eishas Aviv that was mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk in the words Eves Avicha, that this applies only to Eishas Aviv that was not Imai. But Eishas Aviv that was Imai, Mishum Imay at Mechayva v'yat Mechayva Mishum Eishas Av. He's liable only for the Isra Imay, but not for Eishas Av. However, in the following pasuk, Ervas Eishas Avicha Lisa Gale Ervas Avichahu, Avichahu does not come to exclude the Isra Imay in the case of Eishas Av v'shi Imay, because the Isra Imay was not mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk in the words Ervas Eishas Avicha. While the Chacham hold Chayv Alem Mishum Eim or Mishum Eishas Av, because they hold that Ervas Avicha of the first pasuk does not refer to Eishas Avicha, but rather to Aviv Mamish, having relations with one's father. And therefore Imchihi does not come to minimize Eishas Avicha, because it was not at all mentioned in the Reisha. And they hold that Imchihi is needed to teach the Einish for Eimoi She'ene Eishas Aviv. This discussion continues in the next daf.